So it seems that Jeff Sessions is rescinding the Obama-era directive, which essentially loosened the sort of regulations surrounding cannabis prosecution. I mean, they essentially sort of said, take a step back, right? And now we are taking a step back forward, which has, you know, made, which is really not forward, but it's actually backwards. So, you know, there's a tremendous amount of concern and fear, I would say, among the cannabis community right now, that just as we're going through a really robust and what seems to be preliminarily successful legalization in California, the federal government is again looking at prosecution.
Okay, Tim, you're in touch with a lot of people in the cannabis community. Your phone must have been ringing off the hook this week. Give me some insight into some of these conversations you've been having.
Sure. A lot of people are very worried that this will have a chilling effect on the efforts by Sonoma County and California to move cannabis into the regulated commercial market. And many people who were on the fence will decide to stay in the black market.
Okay, but let's go a little deeper. When the people have called up, what kinds of questions have they asked, and what have you been able to tell them?
I think to this point in time, it's the questions have really been focused on, you know, what's going to happen now, and we don't really know much yet. We know that Jeff Sessions has given a lot more leeway to his local federal prosecutors to go after cannabis operators that, you know, may be legal in the state, but are still breaking federal law. But we don't know yet how those local federal prosecutors are going to react to that. So it's kind of a wait and see approach.
Okay, Linda, has there been an official response from the county, from the supervisors, from others in the county about this yet?
No, we haven't sort of published any official response from the county or, you know, issued a resolution or directed to write a letter or anything like that. So no official response yet. But I can say that my personal response and my personal opinion is that I find it very interesting that the Republican Party, which for long stood for fiscal responsibility and not spending money needlessly, is now going to waste a tremendous amount of money prosecuting something that a majority of the states in the United States of America have legalized to some extent. We have 29 states that have in some way or another legalized some form of cannabis. And so clearly the majority will in the United States right now is that we need to start treating this as different than, say, meth or, you know, heroin or the other drugs that, you know, people still do believe in prosecution. So the majority says we don't need to make this illegal. And yet the Republicans apparently would like to waste taxpayer dollars prosecuting people who are legal with local and state rules.
Okay. What would it look like if a prosecutor decided to, say, go after the dispensary in Sebastopol and say that they were breaking federal law? What would that look like?
In my opinion, it would be chaos. It would be I think that it would create a tremendous amount of fear and undo a lot of good. It would also rob us of our ability to fund enforcement because now it is legal in the state and in Sonoma County. And so we rely on cannabis taxes in order to fund cannabis enforcement. So they would essentially shut down the businesses that are helping to keep our community safe, which would make absolutely no sense. But it would be chaos. And I think it would hurt a lot of people who, you know, are also medicinal users of cannabis, who rely on it for chemotherapy, for, you know, debilitating injuries that they can't recover from. You know, this is a very significant source of medicine for a lot of people in West County, and it would be horrible to disallow that from continuing.
Okay, Tim, take me back to the prehistoric ages, which, let's say, last week. there was a lot of confusion about January 1st rolling around, and can't I just go down the street and buy cannabis? What's going on in the county?
So the legalization of cannabis starting January 1st was a state law, but local land use controls still trump that state law. So each community could decide whether they would allow adult use cannabis and at what level, whether they wanted to allow retail, cultivation, manufacturing, etc. So although it became legal January 1st, it still is a local land use decision and issue.
Okay, and most of the municipalities and the places around Sonoma County are taking a little bit of a wait-and-see attitude, aren't they?
Yes, we have three municipalities that have adopted adult use local land use regulations. It's Cotati, Sebastopol, and the city of Santa Rosa. City of Santa Rosa's don't go into effect until January 19th, however, but in Cotati and Sebastopol, you could buy adult use cannabis on January 1st.
What about all the other places? What has to happen next for this to go forward?
Each city council or the Board of Supervisors has to make the decision and review whether or not adult use is appropriate in their particular community and make that policy decision.
Okay. Linda, what do any of the municipalities come to you and say, what do you think? Or they're just going along according to what the people who vote in their cities and towns do? How is this going to be a kind of a unified Sonoma County approach to cannabis?
I would say that we really try to respect one another's jurisdictions. And so I didn't in any way or shape or form try to influence what Sebastopol was doing. But, I respect their right to make their own decisions independently. So unfortunately, we are going to see a bit of a piecemeal approach from the consumer and from, the sort of side of the industry. It isn't actually going to be a one-size-fits-all solution in Sonoma County, which I think can lead to a lot of confusion. So we have to keep educating people about where you can and can't purchase adult-use cannabis. And so that it's going to be a little confusing for a while, but I think sooner or later we'll probably see somewhat similar, if not exactly homogeneous, policies throughout the county.
Now, I was at a meeting earlier this week again with some police in attendance, and people were concerned. They asked the policeman, by the way, on January 1st, can anybody just light up their marijuana right out in the street? And the police said no, and yet walking around, let's say on New Year's Eve, walking in my local park, which is in my backyard, there's lots of aroma of marijuana. People are thinking that it's legal to do anything anywhere. What's the skinny on that?
I mean, I think that that's something it is not legal to consume it in public and certainly not on public property. I want to be very clear on that. And yet, for instance, if you go to the Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, anytime over, how old am I? I'm 35. So every time I've been there over the course of my life, you can smell someone lighting up there. So I think that there's a bit of a culture in Northern California where people are going to be doing that regardless of whether or not it's legal.
Is there any talk of more enforcement of those laws at this point?
That would be up to the individual jurisdiction, so whether that's the sheriff or the police department. And so you'd have to sort of speak with the law enforcement professionals regarding that kind of enforcement.
Okay, so let's come back then to this week and what the Attorney General has said. What's the next step, first of all, for Sonoma County? And what are you doing to make sure that people who have come out of the shadows? Because let me say that one of the many things that I've heard is that the people in this business, in this billions of dollars business, some of them have taken a wait-and-see attitude, and many of them this week are saying, I knew it was not the right time for me to come forward. What do you say to those people, and what does the future look like?
I think it's really important to come out of the shadows and into the light, because we will begin conducting very robust enforcement in Sonoma County. And so, we have a long waiting list of neighbor complaints that we will be going through. And so I think it's really, really important to know that if they don't go through the legal process, they will not be allowed to continue operating in Sonoma County. And we take that responsibility very, very seriously. So I know that it's scary, and I know that this sort of federal edict has kind of, shaken some people, but on a local level, we're still very, very committed to shepherding those businesses into the legal regulated market.
Okay. And finally, Tim, this is now your full-time job. This was not a job that would have existed a year ago or 5 years ago. Tell me again your title.
Cannabis Program Manager.
Okay. So as the Cannabis Program Manager, your job could be over tomorrow if the federal government started coming in with helicopters to shut down every cannabis business in the county. I am imagining that you're not thinking that's going to happen.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that they will, although Jeff Sessions changed the policy, I think there will be continuing to focus their resource on the bad operators, those folks that are exporting cannabis outside of the state into areas where it is not legal, that are money laundering, doing other types of federal offenses. I don't think they will be going after the mom and pop medical, but this administration has surprised me before.
All right. When you go back to your office today, what's on your desk to finish up today?
Right now, we're working with a lot of our local operators that are going through the regulatory process and are applying for a temporary state license so they can continue to enter the regulated market.
So that would be growers, sellers, people in the business of making the various salves and candies. All of those people need to get a permit from Sonoma County.
Yes, yes. We have 138 permit applications pending right now. We're working through processing those and getting those people 100% permitted to, as you say, cultivate, sell, manufacture cannabis products in the county.
Is that more or fewer than you imagined? I know I went on the first day that permits were opened and we expected lines around the block and there were just people sort of drifting in. How does 138 meet with your expectations?
I think it's in line with what we expected. We expected a lot of people to show up on the first day Some of those took a wait-and-see approach, but we've now had a steady flow of applications in, and I can tell you processing 138 applications is enough work for us.